Hey Gratitude Seeker, are you one of those people that are always busy and that are always connected to technology? Our fellow Gratitude Seeker Jess from the UK had a great idea that I really want to share with you. It's really creative and really easy to implement, so let's see what it is. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Secondly, I would like to thank Norda Malen for her encouragement, for her support, and for her thoughtful emails. Here is one of them. Thank you, Georgian. You have made a huge impact on my life, and I really appreciate it. Please keep up the good work and I'll continue to spread the word as I have with my friends and family since first discovering your podcasts. Many thanks to you again. Norda Malen, London, England. Thank you so much, Norda, for choosing to listen to the Gratitude Podcast and also to share it with your friends, with your family. That really means a lot to me. So let's get back to Jess's email and see what her idea is all about. She says, and I quote, "For those people who really are short of time but are always connected to technology by way of a device that can take pictures, what about a daily photographic gratitude journal whereby you simply take photos during the day of particular things you appreciate and reflect on it before bedtime? Noticing something they appreciate would be the first step for busy people. But then as they take a brief moment to take a picture of it, they would have to focus on that thing again to take the picture and possibly for a moment longer than before in order to get a good photo. Also, I think that pictures are sometimes more likely to invoke the day's memories compared to reading words, and maybe by reflecting on positive pictures of a day gone by, it might cause the remembrance of other good things that have happened in that day. I'm not sure, maybe someone could run an experiment and see if it works. If it did, it seems to me this would be the perfect solution for a very busy person who wants to keep a gratitude journal but does not have the time to write. If nothing else, they will have to stop for a few minutes and appreciate what they saw for a little bit longer to take the photo." I think this is actually a brilliant idea. I will definitely run this experiment and see how it works. And I invite you to join me and also to share with me how it works for you. It makes a lot of sense since we always, almost always at least, have our smartphones with us and taking a photo now is so easy and it only takes a few seconds. Plus, we also usually have this tendency of taking photos of things we like, things we admire. So this could actually work beautifully. Are you in? If you're on Instagram, you can also use the hashtag GratitudeSeeker and we can connect there and see what each of us have been sharing, have been feeling grateful for along the day. It's not a must, but it's a good idea since we have this tendency to want to share the things that we are grateful for. And also, we might inspire other people to do this as well, right? So, let's do this experiment and see what happens. That's it for today. Don't forget that the doors for the Deliciously Grateful Life Support Circle and Mastermind are still open and you can still join us. We're going to start this new group on June 5th, and I'm not sure when we will open another group. You can go to georgianbenta.com/circle to find out more information and to join us there. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.